This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1529. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 8th, DXN station news from Albania, Antarctica, Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, Guatemala, Guinea, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Kuwait, Laos, Mexico, Micronesia, Myanmar, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Pridnestrovia and Russia, Pennsylvania and Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ann Fanelli in New York reports on September 4th, for the past few days, the Radio Tirana English broadcast at 2000 UT on 13640 has been replaced by their domestic service in Albanian. She was concerned whether the English service had been canceled. Drita Cicho of Radio Tirana explains, during the last days, we had some technical problems with the radio relay link between the studio and the transmitting station in Shijak. So instead, the transmitter is fed with the FM signal of Radio Tirana's first program. This has happened periodically, so instead of turning off the transmitters when they can't get the feed from the studio, they just relay the domestic service. Apparently, this applies to all the foreign service transmissions on the schedule, not only the ones in English. Will Flynn in Pennsylvania said over the past week, Albanian transmissions at 2030 and 2300 have been continuous music with no sign of news, which usually opens the broadcast. And the music continued straight through the English segment at midnight 30 on 9860. You may have heard on the news about homes in Shepparton, Victoria being flooded on September 6th. That place, of course, is well known worldwide to shortwave listeners as the transmitter site of Radio Australia. So we wondered if it was being affected by the flooding and asked Nigel Holmes, the transmission manager at RA. He replies, it's quite safe at the moment. It was flooded in 1993, but this time it's only the flood channels adjacent to the rivers that are filling up. After 10 years of drought, we need the water, so we're not complaining. And he gave us the coordinates to look at the Shepparton site at Google Earth. The Goulburn River is about 6 kilometers away. The site of Radio Australia is outside Shepparton to the northeast. I thought something might be amiss because September 7th at 12:16 I was getting a spur from Radio Australia around 9634. Nigel also updates us on the project to move transmitters from Darwin to Shepparton. A Continental 418E and 418F, both third hand from Christian Voice, are being installed at the Shepparton station. A new 418G is undergoing acceptance testing in the factory before being shipped to Shepparton. So they'll soon have three more transmitters, all Continentals at Shepparton for Radio Australia. Jari Savolainen in Finland was hearing Polish radio on the strange frequency of 3890. Of course, the Polish radio external service, in English, cannot be broadcast from Poland itself. He figured out what was happening. This was September 7th at 1745. It was parallel to 9770, the relay via Austria of Polish radio in English at 1700, both of which went off at 1800. So it was a mixing product with another Mosbrunn Austria transmitter, 13660, which carries BBC Arabic between 17 and 19 UT, meaning there should also be another mixing product on the other side at 17550. Most North American listeners may not have noticed because it's normally highly directional away from the continent, but ZNS 1540 Bahamas has been off the air. Steve Witt of the Medium Wave Circle found an item at the ZNSBahamas.com website September 6th. Officials confirm yesterday that 1540 AM is off the air due to theft of copper. Engineers are doing everything possible to restore transmission as quickly as they can. Meanwhile, management apologizes for the break advises listeners on New Providence to tune to 104.5 or 107.9 FM, and Family Island listeners on TV Channel 40. And from Tribune242.com, the Media Network blog has more. The initial assessment of damage caused by thieves suggests restoration of the signal is expected to take around 30 days. So they discontinued normal programming of 104.5 FM, instead carrying the programming of 1540 AM, while the other FM frequency continues carrying its own programming. Police are investigating the theft of copper from the South Beach transmitter site that disrupted the 1540 AM transmission shortly after 10 AM on September 2nd. The broad daylight robbery occurred when two men in a truck with BEC markings pulled up and advised the security officer they were there to check the transformer. But when the vehicle departed, the station went off the air. Copper bands around the tuning huts had been removed. Stolen copper links the tuning huts to the transmission tower. This is the third theft of copper from the site since 2006. Three persons were charged and convicted in connection with the last theft of copper there. We have two reports of Radio Difusora do Amazonas, Manaus, Brazil, considerably off frequency. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who frequently reports a great number of Brazilian shortwave stations, found it on 4808, September 2nd at 21:36, with religious propaganda, including some news of football. It was still off frequency the next day. And Chuck Boland in Florida also measured it on 4807.98, September 6th at 0945, a very weak signal. In the Radio Escutas group, Rodrigo de Araújo in Brazil reports Radio Nacional da Amazônia on 6180 instead of 6185, September 6th in the daytime at 1410. Let's hope they stay there instead of going back to 6185, clashing with Mexico, but don't count on it. Last week, we reported that CHSC 1220 in St. Catharines, Ontario, was still on the air September 1st, despite being ordered off the air as of August 31st by the CRTC. Saul Chernus in Ontario looked into this and found that CHSC did get an order allowing it to remain on the air pending an appeal. The basic problem is they're not serving their own community of license, but instead broadcasting mostly in Italian for Toronto. In ODXA, Fred Water has news about the latest appointments to the Order of Canada. Among the 53 appointed September 3rd are a couple well-known in broadcasting, Jay Ingram, host of Quirks and Quarks on CBC, and Margaret Lyons, also in CBC management. Ron Howard in California on September 3rd at 1344 was noting heavier-than-usual jamming on 11605. Both Firedrake and CNR 1 Echo jamming against Radio Free Asia in Tibetan. He says it seems whenever there is a significant event happening that China especially doesn't want reported, they double jam the station or language reporting the event. Tibetans living in exile celebrated the 50th anniversary of Tibetan Democracy Day in India, hence the double jamming, just to be sure the story was not heard in Tibet or China. Terry Kruger in Florida updates us on the mysterious El Cor transmitter in Costa Rica on 5954.22 variable. On the 26th of August, he was hearing Radio Republica already in progress when he tuned in at 21:39. There was a big signal increase at 21:51, and then the Cuban jammer came up on August 27th. It was going on and off from 21:21. On the 28th, it started at 2100 and again had some breaks in transmission, but the Cuban jammer started at 2158. On August 30th, it was going at 2155, soon followed by the Cuban jammer, joined by another one at 2159. So he says the Radio Republica relay is currently starting at 2100 daily, although with lots of breaks, before the jammers start. I also wonder if a Radio Republica transmitter is the cause of the dendrocuban jamming, which has recently started on 9965 from 1358 UT. All I can hear being jammed is Radio Australia in Chinese. Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea keeps jumping around to new frequencies in the radio war with Ethiopia. 5955.01, reported by Martin Rode in the Netherlands, September 5th at 1737 to 1758 in Arabic, until covered by Romania DRM at 1758. This is the second program of VOBME, parallel to 7130, 7175, and 9710. All of them slightly off frequency, but unjammed. Jari Savolainen and Fennin adds, there's also a VOBME transmitter some days on 5945 in parallel with 5955. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says, among the changes in the region as of September 6th, Voice of the Broad Masses Arabic, 1730 to 1800 in Arabic on 5955 and 7160, the latter much stronger, but 5955 also clearly audible. It was off not much later, while 7160 continued after 1900. Eritrea had also been showing up on 9710 next to Ethiopia on 9704.2. Torsten Hallmann says on August 31st and September 1st, Radio Ethiopia was very strong on exactly 9705 at 1800, so probably a different transmitter than the one on 9704.2. However, it was not heard on September 2nd and 6th, nor on 7110 or 5990 for several weeks. I heard Radio France International on their reactivated fall and spring frequency 7340 for French to Africa at 05 to 06. However, on September 7th at 0546, it was just RFI Musique, music fill, probably due to yet another strike in France. Radio Verdad in Guatemala has been off shortwave for almost 2 years, but is still trying to get back on 4052.5. In mid-August, I received a copy of a reply from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid of Radio Verdad to a message from Wayne Borthwick, an engineer who likes to help out religious stations, offering to assist them get back on the air. He was willing to donate his time to come and fix the transmitter and upgrade the antenna if his travel expenses could be covered. He also mentioned that Wayne Berger at Radio Cultural in Guatemala City had been working on Radio Verdad's transmitter and had it operating at 600 watts, but there were still some problems. So the transmitter itself apparently was moved to Guatemala City, trying to fix it there. I then got an update from Dr. Madrid as of September 7th. He's very grateful for all the help they're getting from Wayne Borthwick from Canada, Wayne Berger at Radio Cultural, and also Lee Afflerbach, an American radio man. Our transmitter situation has not been easy. Guatemalan technicians gave up long ago. Ralph Borthwick has some fine ideas for our antenna. If everything works, we may be back on the air by the end of October. He says we have been webcasting, but internet transmissions come up short compared to shortwave, a marvelous thing. You can imagine how I've felt these 2 years, but I never give up. We're expecting to celebrate the day when we'll come back on the air. So many of our good friends and DXers in the whole world may hear us again. Their assigned frequency, of course, 4052.5. More reports of the new shortwave station in Guinea-Conakry, Radio Familia or Familia FM. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin, heard it on 4899.95, August 27th at 2315, when it was unusually strong and no sign of the usual out-of-band Italians blocking the frequency. Also reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, September 5th at 21:57 to 22:16 in French with folk songs, a few announcements. There was no news bulletin at 22:10. Also made it to New Hampshire, where Scott Barber reports it, on the 4th of September at 2303 to 2337 with French Talk and High Life Music. Seem to be commercials at 2328. Poor to fare at best with CODAR interference throughout. This is World of Radio number 1529. Our website has a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Several weeks have gone by now without any new financial support. If you wish to break this cycle, you may send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Voice of Indonesia continues to put a quite good signal into North America for the English broadcast at 13 to 14 on 9525.9. On one occasion, we heard them in English before 1300. That was on a Tuesday leading up to their exotic Indonesia special during the 13 UT hour, as they've been doing every Tuesday for many months, linking up with RRI Banjarmasin. We enjoy listening to that, but we'd enjoy it a lot more if they would fix those audio dropouts every few seconds. Makes you wonder if anyone at the station is actually listening to the station to hear what it sounds like on shortwave. Mark Fahey of www.satdirectory.com says there are still a few free-to-air signals on the WorldSpace Afristar satellite. WorldSpace is no longer operating. They closed down December 31st. I used to listen to them in Australia, well outside the published footprint. Dave Kenny in England says WorldSpace Afristar West is still transmitting about six stations, including WRN, RFI, and BBC World Service. I used it to listen to World of Radio via WRN Saturday at 0800 UT. On September 6th at 0515 to off at 0534, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing a strong signal on 7130 in the ham band. Wonders if it's Radio Kuwait again, testing like they were doing back in January to April. There was Mideast-style choral music. Not sure of the language. Went off abruptly. It was quite strong, too strong to be Eritrea or Ethiopia. Then an hour later, the same date, from 0635 past 0755, he was getting Middle Eastern music on 6248.30, including religious recitations in an UNID language, light music after 0700. No parallels found with either. Could that, too, be Kuwait testing? I checked for it the next night, but it was only hearing Equatorial Guinea on exactly 6250. Ron Howard in California reports, after a considerable absence, Lao National Radio has returned to 7145. Heard September 8th at 1306 with news in French. And then the English broadcast at 1331. And off the air at 1400. On the other hand, Hmong World Christian Radio is missing from WHRI. 11785, it had been Saturdays at 1300 to 1330. We always enjoyed it for the rustic Hmong music. But nothing there, not even on the air, when we checked on September 4th. Just the Chinese radio war against VOA. And this program has also disappeared from the online program schedules of World Harvest Radio for WHRI. However, searching on the word Hmong, we find still listed Hmong World Ministries via T8WH Palau, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 22 to 2230 on 9930. So, still being heard in the target area, I suppose, but goodbye to Minnesota. The Rasa Group shortwave station in Merida, Yucatan has not been heard for several months on 6104.7 or 8. Civil engineer Israel Gonzalez Ahumada in Yucatan has been in contact with the station because he notes there's been quite a shakeup in the medium wave frequencies, and he wondered whether there's any chance of the shortwave coming back on the air. He got a reply from the engineer Orlando Balan, who says, "We hope to be back on shortwave shortly. We're working on that, and we ask you to stand by. As soon as we are, we'll let you know. Paul Walker in Illinois reports to IRCA, I just got word from V6AI that 1491 kilohertz from Colonia on the island of Yap in the Federated States of Micronesia will be back on the air with 10 kilowatts non-directional as soon as September 7th. It had been operating only on FM with 500 watts, 88.1, since the AM transmitter broke down in January of 09, leaving residents of the outer islands without radio service. Actually, the frequency to monitor for the revived V6AI on Yap is 1494 kilohertz. By the way, do not confuse the town of Colonia on Yap, which is spelled with a C, with Colonia with a K, at the other end of the FSM chain on Pohnpei. A shortwave bulletin, Victor Gunatelic in Sri Lanka reports hearing the Myanmar Minorities Program on 5920 instead of 5915 from 0930 past 1530, perhaps to avoid interference. Ron Howard in California also heard them on 5920 September 3rd, but on the 4th they were back on 5915 under China, while they were totally clear on 5920. On September 5th, again on 5920 from 1330 to sign off at 1500. But September 6th, back to 5915, checked at 1330. The FRN regional station in Abuja, Nigeria, has been reactivated on 7275. Measured on exactly that frequency by Martin Groot in the Netherlands, September 3rd at 0628 to 0652 with English news reports. He says the last time I heard them was in the B07 season. Also reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, September 5th at 0628 to 0645. It becomes audible after Tunisia signs off 7275 at 0628. However, the next day he was able to hear them underneath Tunisia as at 0601 until that went off at 0627. James McDonald in Nigeria tells us, after an absence of several years, I've observed FRCN Abuja September 3rd at 1900 on 7275 with domestic news in English. ID is Radio Nigeria National Station Abuja, followed by music and a program in Hausa at 1930. Now I'm afraid Tunisia needs to reconsider using 7275. Johannan in New Jersey headed out to the beach to see what he could pick up around sunrise September 4th at 10:30 UT. Pakistan's Urdu program was heard at 10:40 on 15100, rising to a fair level for the English newscast at 1100. But the copy was rough due to poor audio in the transmitter. ID in Urdu and off at 11:05. Theo Donnelly in British Columbia and Chuck Boland in Florida point out that Radio Victoria, Lima, Peru, had been missing from 6019.3 for more than a week, causing a heterodyne all evening long to China on 6020. However, they were back when I checked September 8th at 0553, the usual heterodyne on CRI via Sackville, from Peru on 6019.3. After China closed, I could hear Radio Victoria in the clear, which means there's also, again, a possibility of hearing their third harmonic on 18057.9 in the daytime. On UT Sunday, September 5th, Dan Irvin in Fort Dodge, Iowa, found Voice of Russia on 9665 between midnight and 1 UT instead of Radio PMR, Pridnestrovia, Moldova. PMR had been using 9665 all summer between midnight and 02 UT, Monday through Friday only, alternating English, French, and German quarter hours, and then relaying Voice of Russia in English starting at 0200. Our further checks found Voice of Russia now using 9665 starting at 2300, 7 days a week. So what's become of Radio PMR? Joe Hanlon in New Jersey found them on 6240, now at the same time, midnight to 02 UT, Monday through Friday. The language order is not very reliable, but on that occasion he was hearing English at midnight, midnight 45, and 0130. Will Flynn in Pennsylvania says Voice of Russia stays on 9665 until 0400. But they've dropped their other frequency starting at 2200, 9890. Joe Hanlon says that's been replaced by 5900 between 22 and 0200. Also reported by Steve Wood in Massachusetts. We have a new program schedule from WRMI as of September 7th. And I see they've added Switzerland in Sound, the production of Bob Zanotti, to several one-hour blocks. Mondays and Wednesdays at 1100, Mondays at 2200, Thursdays and Saturdays UT at 0100. Check 9955 or the webcast via WRMI.net. As we reported a sesquimonth ago, WINB moved their Brother Scare transmissions in the daytime from 9265 to new 9335. That's Monday through Friday at 15 to 16 and 18 to 20 UT, because he wanted to be on the 9 megahertz band, but they thought they couldn't use 9265, the regular WINB frequency, because it's registered to WMLK, although that station has not really been on the air for years. This caused too much interference to WBCQ on 9330, so WINB has now changed to 9355 for the Brothers Scare broadcasts. Although there's really no S10 season, another seasonal frequency change nonetheless concerns Vatican Relay via Bonaire in French to Canada at 0230 UT. Has been on 9610, but now it's 6040, according to the Radio Netherlands transmission schedule. SW Radio Africa, the surrogate station for Zimbabwe, complains of being jammed again by Zimbabwe. The transmission via South Africa on 4880 at 17 to 19 UT. SWRA put out publicity about the resumed jamming, which is sort of a music loop. Some characterize it as sounding like bagpipes, such as Jari Savolainen in Finland, who has been hearing it since the end of August. Unidentified from Scott Barber in New Hampshire on 4080, light music in NID language, 2310 UT, September 3rd. Nothing at all listed on that frequency. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 7th. Geomagnetic field, quiet, September 8th to 18th. Quiet to unsettled, isolated active periods, the 19th to 21st, due to a recurrent coronal hole. And then quiet September 22nd for the remainder of the month. Or numerically, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 12 and 4 on September 20th. Solar flux peaking at 81 September 12th and 13th, down to 74 between the 22nd and 27th, back to 80 by October 2nd. Remember, you can read much more about these and many other items in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-36, via worldofradio.org. So concludes World of Radio, number 1529. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.